Yes.
May the fire of God touch your life. Woo. Amen. So I really want to thank God for everybody that is here. I want to particularly thank Bishop Sam Sawyer for the privilege of inviting me here. I can't remember the last time I stepped foot in this place. It may well be about 10 years, I don't know, or 7 or 5 or whatever. I don't know how long it's been. I mean, actually 7. You've been here for 7 years? 6 years. And I've not been here since you came. I don't know what I did wrong that he has not invited me for 6 good years. What a shock. But I'm blessed to be here. Amen. At long last. Because we fought for this building. So I should have been invited many times here. But anyway, I have come. Hallelujah. And I'm very blessed to be here. Amen. And I want to thank God for this church looks very beautiful. From what I knew, because I've known this church for a long time, and it was not like this at all. I mean, from outside to inside. I tell you, some time ago, you can take a trotro and enter the church with the trotro. But look what the Lord has done. Amen. I know it has been one battle after the other battle. Amen. And God has given us beautiful, beautiful church, beautiful windows, beautiful doors, beautiful painting. We're only left with the ceiling and everything is complete. It shall also be done. Amen. Amen. Wow, what a blessing. There's a car which is almost about to enter the church. That one, I haven't seen some before. Maybe the car is like a raffle car. The way it's parked next to the entrance. What a blessing. I'm very surprised and impressed the way the environment and the surrounding of the church has become. When you enter into the church, it's like in a high residential area. It has come by through hard work and fighting and dedication. Hey, is there a fan? I haven't seen a fan with two sides before. There's this. Hey, there's this in life, who? Fred, have you seen one before? A fan, it blows here and blows here. Wow. The wonderful things in love. Amen. Oh, you made it yourself. You're also here. You can create things. It's marvelous. Amen. But your choir, you have a very beautiful choir. And bless God for their lives. Amen. Right. It's beautiful. Just being here alone makes me happy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I just feel happy and very excited to see this fantastic choir. I've not also seen a church where the choristers are standing. The balloon is like a... I've seen some before. That thing here in La Paz, I tell you. It's too marvelous. Totally marvelous. But we are blessed. Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank Lady Pastor Patty for being such a wonderful, wonderful lady pastor and a mother. Amen. To all of you here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a great blessing and honor. Amen. To serve good person, you know. Like Bishop Sam said, she has been a Christian for many, many, many years. So as you see her standing here, her roots are deep and strong and solid. Amen. And we bless God for her life. Amen. I've known her for over 30 years. It's a blessing. Amen. And we thank God so much for dedicated people. Thank God for the pastors and for all of you who have been standing, shepherds and hard-working people who have been working and supporting the ministry and being so dedicated. Your son was introducing some of the book to me. They will be here for so faithful, so loyal and all that. It is the culture of the church and the teachings in the church. Because it is quite unusual to see people, pastors, being together for 15, 20, 30 years. Bishop Sam has been in the church way back. Amen? Way back from university days all through Kumasi, everywhere, and still serving the Lord. It's very unusual that we can all be together for more than 30 years, serving. Amen. When I see the pastors, when I see everybody, it's like people who have been around for a long time. Let's stay together. Tell your neighbor, let's stay together. Tell him, I like you. Tell him, there's no need to separate. But tell him, there's no need to go anywhere. Let's stay together. Let's build together. And let's serve God together. Amen. You know the song that Fred Beat was singing? Where God's people get together, isn't it? There's joy and all that. You're together again and so on. And said that way back in the upper room, they were together again, just praising the Lord. And he said that today we are sitting and saying that one day we shall be together again in heaven. And that one, we shall be together forever. Just praising the Lord. Amen. We were together, we are together, and we shall be together forever one day. Wouldn't it be beautiful that at that time, there will be no closing time for service. You are there, if you are hungry, go and eat and come. And service continues. I went to a church in Panama once. I didn't know how this church works. But when they start the service in the morning, people are there, you sit out. Several preachers will come. They come and preach. And if you are tired, you go home, go and sleep and come back. From morning till night, that's how the service was. And all of us who have been invited as guest preachers, we do know when we are preaching. Yesterday, the person said, okay, now you are going to preach now. Now when you go and preach, as you are preaching, you can't tell them to sit down because they've been sitting there for 5 hours. He's going to sleep and come back. So go and come like that. Till 9 p.m. and then the service ended. What a church. And that's for a whole week. That's how it was. It's amazing. Heaven is going to be beautiful.
Amen.
I say heaven is going to be beautiful.
Amen.
But now let's be together.
Amen.
And serve God together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we pray? Father, thank you so much for this beautiful evening. We appreciate you and we love you. Grateful for everyone that is here. We're asking you to speak to our hearts and minister to us this Wednesday night. Let your word affect every life and make a difference in our lives. Show us your way and teach us your path. We bless and we honor you tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Give your neighbor a high five and tell him I love you by force. Sit on top of your enemies. You, hallelujah. Since we are going to be here for 3 days, I'm not going to preach for long. Amen. So that we can all come back. If I preach for long, you think I've said all that I have to say. So you may not come tomorrow. So I preach for a short time and then you'll know that I have more to say. Then you come back tomorrow. And you come back the day after as well. Come on, shout amen.
Amen.
Are you here tonight? Wonderful. Wonderful. I'd like us to look at a few Bible scriptures. Do you like looking at scriptures?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Right. This is fantastic. Fresh fire. Amen. Are you there? Okay. Where do we start from? All right. 2 Kings chapter 10. 2 Kings chapter 10. In this chapter, or rather, the chapter before this one, you know, or the previous chapters, you will discover that Israel was being ruled by a very wicked king. How many of you can hear me? At the back, can you hear me? Who cannot hear me well? You cannot hear me well? Very good. Israel was being ruled by a very, very wicked king. And wicked kings had come. Now, there was a king called Ahab who was wicked, taking people's things. He went for Naboth's vineyard. Are you there with me? Just serving idol, idolatry in the land. Serving idols and doing all sort of evil. And he had a very wicked wife called Jezebel. Have you heard the name Jezebel before? May God deliver you from Jezebels. Your amen is very feeble. A Jezebel is a manipulator. A Jezebel is somebody who manipulates people. Because when the king was afraid to go and take somebody's land, Jezebel said, leave it to me, I'll go and do it myself. I either have gone home. If you're a wife, don't be a Jezebel. Say amen. Are you here? I've gone home. All right. Anyway, so that's what we're talking about. But the truth of the matter is that they managed to take people's properties, killed, that did very evil things, and shed so much blood. And so one day in the book of Kings, chapter 9, is it chapter 9? And the Bible tells us how. That 2 Kings chapter 9, early on, Bible tells us how this man called Jehu was sitting with some people playing drafts, just taking it easy. And the Bible says that God instructed Elisha to take the box of oil and go and find Jehu. Amen. And anoint him as king. So they were all outside, sitting on the corridor, playing draft, and they saw Elisha come, sent with anointing, and he said, God has a word for you. So Jehu followed Elisha inside, and Elisha took the box of oil and poured it on Jehu, and he said, the Lord has anointed you to be king. May the oil find your head in this convention. Somebody is being translated from being an ordinary person to becoming significant in the kingdom. Do you believe it? In this convention, the oil will locate you. The anointing will locate you. Your life will change. Jehu was an ordinary man, ordinary person, like everybody else. But somehow, when the anointing found him, his life changed. One thing that you need in your life to change your life is the anointing of God. May the anointing come upon you. May the anointing transform your life. May the anointing make you significant. Somebody here, nobody knows in your family. But in this convention, the oil will bring you from the background to the forefront. Say, I believe it. Do you believe it? Somebody, you're an ordinary person, but after this conversion, you become a shepherd and you're going to become a pastor. Do you believe it? This anointing will set you on the course of greatness. You're going to walk on the path of greatness. God is going to use you. God is going to anoint you. Your life shall change. Literally say, my life shall change. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Do you believe that transformation is coming in your life? Listen to me.
Jehu was an ordinary looking guy, just like you, ordinary, sitting with his friends, moving around. But the day the oil touched his head, everything changed. Everything changed. Every laybackness, every laybackness, every phlegmatism went away. He became a man of fire. May the anointing transform you from being a lazy person to a man of fire and a woman of fire. Anything that is not working in your life after tonight is going to work. I said it's going to work in Jesus' name. Any area of your struggle in your ministry, in your shape, in your zone, in your bustle, whatever, may the anointing make it work in Jesus' name. It'll work. Tell your neighbor, it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. So now let me continue preaching. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you still here or gone home? Have you sat by a dull person in the church before? No, I'm asking you a question. Have you ever come to church and the person you're sitting by is very dull? Has anybody sat by a dull person before? Can I see your hand? If you sat by a very dull, not tonight, tonight, no. I'm not saying tonight, I'm sitting by a dull, but some time ago, you sat by a very dull person. Is there anybody like that? You sat by a dull person before. Who was sleeping when the preaching was going on? Have you sat by somebody who is not concentrating? As you're preaching, he's telling what's up. Have you sat by anybody like that before? Have you sat by somebody in church? When we are preaching the word of God, she's doing her to-do list. Writing her to-do list. I'll buy tomatoes from the Kobe 50% tomatoes once a day. That's the list. You think he's writing notes, but she's actually doing her to-do list, market list. What a shock. Are you still here? Have you sat by somebody in church? While the man of God is preaching, she's looking at her Facebook. Something else. Ask your neighbor, have you sat by somebody like that before? Ask him, are you one? Are you one? Are you one? Are you the one? Hello? Have you sat by someone who is watching a movie as the man of God is preaching? What a shock. Hello? Am I talking to anybody here? Listen to me. Jehu was an ordinary person who was just moving around and sitting and just ordinary. But you see, among the people they were sitting by, God sent Elisha to a particular person. May you be the reason for this convention. If you believe, say, I am the reason for this convention. I don't know whether I believe or not, but those who believe, it shall be your portion. You will be the reason for this convention. Can I have an amen? Something about you is going to change. I said, something about you is going to change. Ask your neighbor, are you ready for the change? Are you ready? Your life will change. Say, I'm ready for a change. Anybody who sits by you is a lively person. Somebody who is concentrated. Somebody who is anointed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May the fire awaken you. May the fire quicken you. May the fire stir you up. Come on, shout amen. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Some of you have bustles. You have bustles. Some of you have bustles. When you go for bustle meeting and you start to share, everybody sleeps. But from now, they will not sleep anymore. They'll like you to hear. They'll like to hear you preach. Your preaching will change. Your shame will change. Your blessing will change. In the name of Jesus, God will use you. God will use you. God will use you. Choristers, your singing is going to get beautiful and sweeter. Receive it in Jesus' name. God is good as taking ordinary people and turning on, igniting them with his fire and making them great men and great women. May you be the one that God is choosing tonight. Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord a shout. Do you know that there are some people in the church, they've never even stood up when the preaching is going on before? No, I'm not saying stand now. I'm not asking you to stand now. But there are some people, they've never stood up before. Even if it is Bishop Dagwood Musso, Benny Hino, Oral Roberto, the ideal dog. But may the fire stir you up in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you shall be stirred up. You shall be stirred up. There are some old people who are going to become young in the name of Jesus. There are some people who are very diplomatic. But God is going to loosen you out. You are going to be loosed. You are going to be loosed from your infirmity of diplomacy. I said, you are going to be loosed from your infirmity of diplomacy. Diplomacy is an infirmity. You can be a diplomat in the embassy. Diplomacy, but when you come to church, we don't want any diplomacy. Say, preach. Preach. When we come to church, we don't want an infirmity of diplomacy. May God deliver you from every infirmity of diplomacy. In the name of Jesus. Bishop Sam, do you know there's some people in this church, they've never come to the front to dance before? Why? They feel that dancing is for small girls and boys. They feel I'm such a big shot. I'm a deputy manager in Bank of Ghana. What a shock. I am chief executive of Stones and Trees. Are you there? So let the young boys who don't have jobs dance. But for me, I'm a big shot. But tonight, may the anointing stir you up in the name of Jesus. You become young again. You become young again. God will stir you up again. Come on, shout amen. I didn't hear your loudest amen. Hold your neighbor's ear and say, brother or sister Jehu, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Hallelujah. Are you still here? You'll be dancing. You'll be shouting. You'll be praising God. You'll be preaching. You'll be serving the Lord. Come on, shout it. Shout it. Hallelujah. How many of you are hearing me tonight? How many of you believe the power of God is here tonight? The Bible says, sit down, let me continue preaching. The Bible says, when Jehu was anointed, he sat on a horse and began to ride. You know, first of all, when he was anointed in chapter 9, the people, when he came out of the room, people said, What happened inside? Hey, go to chapter. Let me show you. Before you come to the verse you are looking for. Chapter 9. Yeah. And verse number 6. And he arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head and said unto him, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. And thou shalt smite the house of Ahab thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servant, the prophet, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I'll cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall. Anybody who wearies. And him that is shut up and left in Israel. Okay? And on and on and on. All the prophets were there. Verse 10. And the dog shall eat Jezebel and the porch of Jezebel, and in the porch of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled. That is, after he anointed Jehu, he, the prophet, knew that this guy is going to be wild. So the prophet himself ran away. Are you there? Going home. The prophet opened the door and fled, because he knew that, my God, this cool-looking guy is going to change. I see somebody being transformed by the anointing. Can I have an amen? Church, do you know that many mighty men of God, anointed men of God, are normally very cool people? If you have been with Bishop Daniel Mills, you know that naturally he's very quiet. Naturally, if he can be at a place and he won't say one word. Many anointed men of God are very quiet. What makes them stand out is the anointing. It's not that they like to talk, but anointing changes people. Who can understand what I'm saying? You see, I'm saying, and listen carefully. Anointing can change your personality. I said it can change your personality. Somebody who is shy can stand and preach boldly because of the anointing. May the anointing make you bold. I said, may the anointing make you bold. Can I have an amen? I'm telling you, very anointed people, naturally, they are very quiet. They don't talk a lot. Yeah, me or some I've known for a long time. Naturally, he's quiet. He's not there. Outwardly sanguineous people. But what you make a quiet brother, cool brother, be able to stand and come and shout like, it's only the anointing that can lift a person up and change a person's personality. I'm saying to everybody here that when the anointing touches your life, it doesn't matter whether you are shy, it doesn't matter whether you are quiet, the anointing will empower you to preach and to do the work of the ministry. May the anointing locate you tonight. I said, may he locate you tonight. Are you here or gone home? Some of you, if your boss comes to see you, one day, years ago, I had a boss. He was a lawyer who used to work in his chambers. And I was a young lawyer who has just finished school. So now let me continue preaching. I just finished school then. He will send me, go and bring this file. Go and do this research and go and handle this case. I was a little boy that in the office that he was sending to do this and that after I finished law school. So I was working, he was my senior and all that. And he always found me. Every time I'm a little free, when he comes, I'm reading a book or reading my Bible. I said, he said, you go to church? Yeah. Yes, I go to church all the time. So very good, very good. He found me very quiet. Then one day, you know, our church has started not too long after another time. So one day he happened to have been invited by somebody. Somebody got married. And then he came to the wedding. The following day was the Sunday, so he came to church. And when he came, I was preaching. This quiet young boy in his office. Actually, the person I'm talking about is Bishop's father. Because I used to work as his junior in the office. And I was this little boy. So when he came, I was the one preaching. And come and see preaching. I preached. I said, I preach. I preach like a house on fire. I preach like a dog chasing a rabbit. Say, preach, Bishop, preach. And he was sitting somewhere this way. You know the way you stretch your neck. That's how it is. When I move, then his neck will be following me. When I go here, he was so shocked. I could see the mouth open and the head move. And then the same quiet person. May the anointing make you bold in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He looked on like that. And I was, but when the anointing comes upon you, you begin to call other people, you begin to ring them, you begin to talk to people, you begin to witness, you begin to become a pastor leader. You no longer mind your own business again. Say, Bishop, say it again. I will say it again. As I'll say it again. As I'll say it again. If you are not anointed in the church, that is when you mind your own business. You come to church, quiet. You sing one or two songs after church. You give your offering. You hear the word. You write a few notes and you go home. You are not yet anointed. But when you are anointed, you don't mind your own business anymore. When you are anointed, you pick up your phone. I didn't see this person in church. Where is she? I didn't see him. Where is he? Where is he? If you are anointed, you begin to say, Bishop, can I be a pastor leader? What can I do in that? If you're anointed, can I be an usher? Can I join the choir? What can I do in that? If you're anointed, you don't mind your own business again. I know why you're not saying amen. Because I'm preaching to you. Push anybody and say, the man is talking to you. Hallelujah. What a word. Anybody who minds his own business is not yet anointed. Anybody in the church, you don't join anything. You just come and go. No usher, no choir, no prime ministry, no basin leader, nothing. You are not yet anointed. That is why you are minding your own business. What a word. What a word. Are you still in church? Sit down, let me continue preaching. Ask your neighbor, do you like minding your own business? Ask him. Look, if you are anointed, you look for other people. If you are anointed, you begin to do things. If you are not, until Jehu was anointed, he was minding his own business. And anointing came upon him. Look at it. Move to the next verse, verse 11. Then Jehu came forth to the servants of his Lord, and one said unto him, is all well? Wherefore came this mad fellow to thee? They called the prophet a mad fellow. And he said unto them, you know this man, and he's talking. You know, that's what Jehu was trying to just be nice. Move on quickly. And they said, it is false. Tell us now, tell us. Because, you see, Jehu was trying to be diplomatic. He was just, oh, don't worry. You see, they're asking him, what happened inside? When the prophet took you, and took you inside the room, inside, can I have oil? Inside. Yes. Go down. Took you inside. Nobody was there. And then he poured the oil. Oil. Hallelujah. Yes. And then the prophet ran. And then Kandorodobo Shiki Bahataya. Now listen, Jehu comes out. And when he comes out, they are asking him, what happened? What happened inside? What took place inside? And Jehu said, oh, nothing at all. But they said, hey, because they could see that something about him has changed. Can you see the oil on his head? Can you see the anointing? How can you say nothing has happened? By the time you leave the church tonight, your friends will see the glory of God on your life. They will see the power of God in your life. They will see God has visited you. They will see changes in your life. They will see grace upon you. Your face will be shining. Your light will be shining. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Sit down. The Bible says, and they said, it is false. Tell us now. Tell us now. It cannot be that nothing has happened. You have been going to church. You say you're going for fresh fire convention. How can you say nothing happened to you? How can you be at a convention and nothing will happen to you? How can you come for these 3 days and you will not be anointed and the power of God will not come over your life? Tell us now. Tell us now. Tell us now what has happened. And the Bible says, and he said, thus and thus spake unto me, saying, thus says the Lord, I've anointed thee. I've anointed thee. I've anointed thee. I've anointed thee. God says, yes, anointing somebody here. Somebody here is going to change. I said, somebody here is going to change. Now look at the response of the people. The next verse. And they hasted, they hurried up and took every man his garment and put it under him on top of the stairs and blew the trumpet saying, Jehu is king. Jehu is king. Jehu is king. Jehu is king. Hallelujah. When he told them what had happened, they said, this man is going to be, this everything about him has changed. An ordinary person became a king. And from then on, it's a long story. Move to the next verse. And so Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Now Joram was kept and so on and so forth. Bible says, if you read on, thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Clap for our dear anointed pastor. The Bible says, and he took the horse and sat on it and began to ride with speed. One day I went to Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Somebody picked me in a car. His name was Jehu. What a shock. The way he rode that, he drove the car from house. Hey! I was tired, but my eyes were open. I heard the car. I said, my. I cannot die in Port Harcourt. Hey! Driving in Nigeria, being driven by Jehu. That was the one driving me. When I met you, he said, good morning, Bishop. My name is Jehu. I said, I'm dead. What a name is this? He drove through. When he gets to run about, instead of going running about, he just passed here. He didn't stop for any one red light. He jumped over cabs. Everywhere, he was just moving. Jehu. What a shock. If going on, then if he said, yes, no, nothing will happen, Bishop, nothing will happen. I said, hey, I will never come to this place again. When I arrived home, I had running stomach. Because the way the car was turning me like that, everything in my stomach was coming out. Jehu. You see, Jehu was normally a cool guy. But when anointing comes, when you are anointed, you move with speed. Somebody shout speed. You do things with speed. Can I have an amen? Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? So Jehu went straight to the house of Ahab. And Ahab's son, Ahaziah, was the king at that time. And Jehu went in. They sent messengers and asked him, are you coming in peace? And he said, why should I come in peace when there's trouble in the land? And they sent another messenger. He said the same thing. And finally, he arrived in the house. Oh, it's a long story. Now, the Bible says that he arrived in the house of Hazael the king. And the king ran away. And he chased him and took his arrow and shot him. And the king died. In the meantime, Jezebel was, Bible said, she had painted her face. Standing in the windows, looking down, trying to seduce Jehu to take him off his mission. May no Jezebel be able to take you from your calling. Are you still there? And Jehu rode in a chariot and went to Jezreel and all that. If you read on, go down, 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 you see it there. And then after, you see, Jezebel stood in the window trying to take him from the mission and the assignment that God has given him. May nobody take you away from your assignment. It's not only a woman who can be a Jezebel. Sometimes even your job can be a Jezebel, taking you away from your calling. What a way. What a way. Amen. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tied her head and looked out at the window. Are you still there? And as Jehu entered into the gate, she said, "Had Zimri peace, who slew his master?" And he lifted up his face to the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who?" And they looked out to him, two or three eunuchs. And he said, "Throw her down." So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he threw her underfoot. All right. And when he was come in, he did eat and drink and all that and so on. The Bible says that, and the dogs came and ate the leftover of Jezebel. Now, in verse 10, ask your neighbor, "Are you sleeping already?" Ask him, "Are you sleeping already?" Or shake him and ask him, "Are you sleeping already?" Because I just saw somebody sleeping. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now in chapter 10, when all this was happening, Bible says, people came around and said, "What has happened to Jehu? How come today, these days, he's always going to church? How come he's always preaching? How come he's always doing the work of God?" Look at verse 16. This is the verse you're looking for. Verse 16. Tell them verse 16. "And he said, come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." Come on, shout amen. "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." Hallelujah. "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. What a word. Tell your neighbor, "Come with me and see my zeal." Come with me and see my zeal. And see my zeal. And see my zeal for the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm praying for you tonight that the zeal of the Lord will consume you. Can you shout amen? Come with me and see my zeal. Sisters, if you are not married, look for a brother who has the zeal of the Lord. I'm saying it again. Jehu said, "Come with me and see my zeal." Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hallelujah. "Come with me and see my Toyota Corolla." Is that what he said? "Come with me and see my Beetle." "Come with me and see the side of my breast." What a shock. "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." Give the Lord a shout. I said, give the Lord a shout. Are you there? Do you know that Catholics, they have a group of people, they call them the Zealots. Am I right? You used to be a Catholic, were you? Yeah. Zealots. They are there. If you like, the fanatic, they're the extremists. They don't believe in anything. They just hard guys. They just totally sold out for Catholicism. Totally sold out. They are the Zealots. Zealots. They make oath. They take oath. They don't own anything. A zealot must not own a land, must never own a car, must not own anything. Everything you have, you use it and you leave it. A zealot doesn't own anything. These zealots in the Catholic churches, they are those who, they are sold out totally for what they believe. And they don't marry. I mean, why am I going to get married and all that? They don't. I mean, they are wilder than the Catholic priest. A zealot is wilder than the priest. They can send them anywhere in the world. The zealots. I used to have one in my school. They called him Father Hugo. I think he's from South America. Came to live in Cape Coast. I mean, sit down. Let me explain something to you. These zealots, they were unstoppable. Sold out completely for what they believe and for what they were standing for. So, in this scripture, Jehu said, look at my eyes, come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. Come, not my hairstyle. Don't come and look at my skirts. Don't come and look at my hips. Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. My prayer for everybody here is that your zeal shall be seen by people around you. Did you shout amen? I said, did you shout amen? Come with me and see my zeal. My God. My God. How many of you are here today? Listen, the kingdom of God will advance with people full of zeal. Full of zeal. Say amen. Go to Isaiah quickly. I'm going to give you 3 more verses and we close. Amen. I said amen. I will find Isaiah chapter 37. Verse 32. Isaiah chapter 37 verse 32. For out of Zion. No, this is not the verse you're looking for. Leave you another, someone, another one. I'm going to show it to you. Isaiah chapter 9. Yeah. Are you blessed? Do you feel blessed already? Are you ready to be consumed by the zeal of the Lord? I said, are you ready to be consumed by the zeal of the Lord? Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. Listen. Okay, let's start from 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. His kingdom shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Verse 7. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Of what? Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The first thing he's saying here is that of his, the increase of his government, the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. In other words, his government shall become bigger and bigger. Your church will become bigger and bigger because the zeal of the Lord shall perform this. Come on, shout amen. Any church that is growing, any ministry that is expanding, is full of people who have zeal, the zeal of the Lord. Of the increase, of the increase, of the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end, for the zeal of the Lord shall perform this. Your church will never grow until you are full of zeal. Your bustle will never grow until you are full of zeal. There shall be no increase until people of zeal are raised up in this church. I came into this meeting to anoint you to be full of the zeal of the Lord, so that the increase of this church, there shall be no end. Come on, shout amen. This church shall grow. This church shall multiply. Did you shout amen? There shall be not one Sunday when there are no new people in this church. There shall be not one Sunday when there are no new converts in this church. There shall not one day pass when people will not be born again, because the church is full of people of zeal. For the zeal of the Lord shall perform this. The zeal of the Lord, it shall perform this. Come and shout amen. Do you believe it? Are there people of zeal in this church? I didn't hear you. Are there people of zeal in this church? So you see, the thing is that when Elisha took the oil and put it on Jehu's head, Jehu was anointed with zeal. That is why he rode very fast. That is why he slaughtered, he commanded that all the 70 children of Ahab should be killed, and they brought their heads to him. That is why he moved from place to place, because the Bible says that the zeal of the Lord will perform this. Listen to me carefully. So now let me continue preaching. Is anybody sleeping? Push him and say, are you hearing the, are you hearing the word of God? Ask him. Push, are you hearing the word of God? Are you hearing the word of God? Any church that is not growing is full of people who don't have zeal. I will say it again. Any ministry that is stagnant, that is, you know when they say stagnant, that is become, whether that's plateaued, it is a sign that there are no more people of zeal in the church, because the increase of his kingdom come by the zeal of the Lord. This is a very important message I'm preaching. If you can embrace this message, your life will change. Your church will change. Your ministry, this fresh fire convention, I came to ignite a new fire inside of you. I said a new fire inside of you. Churches, Bishop Sawyer, churches that stop to grow are full of people whose zeal is dead. The zeal is dead. When the zeal is dead, there's no increase. Because of his increase, the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. It will never stop. I pray that the church I pastor will be full of zealous people. Bible says that, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to give you one more scripture. But I'm saying to you here that when there is no zeal, Pastor Fred, the church is dead. When the pastor is preaching and everybody is falling asleep, the church is dead. When the pastor is preaching and everybody is just relaxed and feeling tired, the church is dead. But if the church is alive, if the people are full of zeal, of the increase of the church, there shall be no end. Wow. Wow. Are you here or gone home? As I pray, as I preach in this church, I'm anointing you, everybody in this convention. Before the end of the week, I'm going to anoint everybody that the zeal of the Lord will be rekindled in your life. That when Jehu was anointed, he was anointed with zeal. Not he was not anointed to become rich. He was not anointed to become millionaire. He was anointed to become zealous for the Lord. Zealous for the Lord. Wow. Clap your hands if you're clapping. Amen. Do you believe in anointing? I said, do you believe in anointing? You'll be anointed. You'll be anointed. You'll be anointed. Hallelujah. I've seen churches that were 35 and they remained 35 for 3-4 years. I've seen churches that were 70 and after 3 years they become 22, because it's a sign that the zeal of the Lord is dead. But of the increase of his kingdom, of the increase of Bishop Sam's ministry, of the increase of Rose of Sharon, is it Rose of Sharon? Cathedral. There shall be no end. There shall be no end. As far as you are here. As far as you are here. My Jesus. Have you ever seen a choir without zeal before? Singing. Everybody is dull, dull, dull in the choir. Because the zeal of the Lord is not there. And I say this respectfully, not despitefully, that many of you have come from churches where the fire is dead. You used to go to church when the choir is singing, everybody is sleeping. By the time the pastor finishes, half of the church is asleep and one or two are dead. What a shock. This is a charismatic church. We believe in shouting. We believe in fire. We believe in noise. We believe in the zeal of the Lord. The zeal of the Lord. Charisma. 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 Charismata. Charisma. Joy. Fire. Zeal. Come on, shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Can I tell you something? Nobody in this church has the right and audacity to turn our church into a dull and a dry church. Tell neighbor, I'm warning you. Tell me, I'm warning you. You cannot change our charismatic church. This is a charismatic church. It's a charismatic church. It's a charismatic church. It's a charismatic church. Shout yeah! Shout yeah! Hallelujah. It's a charismatic church. Why do you want to make our church a dead church? You see, choir church, some of them are singing and they are facing. What a shock. Are you there? To God, give the glory. No, the hymns are powerful. But the way some people sing it is like a dead church. But I pray for you today that we shall remain a charismatic church. Come on, shout amen. Shout your loudest amen. Are you still here? Are you still here? I started preaching more than 40 years ago. I started preaching when I was 13, 14, 15 years. I started shouting. Preaching and shouting. 18, 19, 20. Even more than 30 years, I'm still shouting. I'm still preaching. I'm still proclaiming the word of God. Because I am charismatic. I am charismatic. I am charismatic. Bishop Sam, when we started church years ago, people said that we have young boys and girls. That is why we shout too much. It has been more than 30 years. You cannot still say we are small boys, but we are still shouting. We are still dancing. We are still praising God. We are still worshiping the Lord. Somebody shout, yeah! Shout, yeah! I feel energy. I feel energy. I feel fire. I feel strength. I feel zeal. I feel fire. Somebody shout fire. What a word. Are you still here? We will never stop dancing. We will never stop praising God. We will never stop rejoicing. We will never. We will never. We will never. We will never stop preaching. We will never stop preaching. We will never stop preaching. Shout yeah! Shout yeah! My God. My God. Of the increase. I say of the increase. Of the increase of rose of Sharon. There shall be no end. Of the increase of rose of Sharon. There shall be no end. For the zeal of the Lord. 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 It shall perform it. Wow. One day, I shall become a grandfather. And when I become a grandfather, I will still preach. I will still shout. I will still dance. I will still praise God. Come on, shout, yeah! 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 I'm preaching. For Caleb. Caleb said, I was 40 years when we came here. I'm now 85. I am so strong. I can still preach. I can still build a church. I can still start a bazaar. I can still do something new. Come on, shout, yeah! Caleb was 85. You're only 42. You are behaving like you are 99. Say, Bishop, preach. Caleb was 85. And he said, I want to go off a mountain. I want to go and take over another church. I want to go and start another church. I want to build another church. I want to go and preach somewhere. What a word. What a word. What a word. Listen, we are never going to stop building new churches. We are never going to stop establishing new churches. We are never going to stop planting churches. We are never going to stop preaching the word. Am I talking to anybody here? The more you preach, the younger you feel. The more you dance, the stronger you feel. Come on, shout, yeah! Push at him and ask him, how old are you? Ask him, how old are you? Why do you behave like you are 99? Behave like 105. Yeah. I'm preaching. Tell neighbor, my neighbor, I feel I'm older than you, but I can jump higher than you. Come on, give the Lord. Hallelujah. This is a charismatic church. 30 years ago, they told us we are young. That is why we shout and we dance. That's why we go around preaching. After 30 years, you cannot say that we are still young. When my children have grown beard, how can you call me a small boy? I'm no more a small boy, but I can still preach. I can still do the work of the Lord. I can still start a vessel. I can do the work of the Lord. God can still use me. I don't intend to retire tomorrow. Nobody can retire me. Tell anybody, you cannot retire the bishop. You cannot retire the bishop. Hallelujah. I see preaching with fire. As I see preaching with fire. I see preaching with zeal. For the zeal of the Lord shall perform this. Hallelujah. Let me show you another scripture. You can stand, I don't mind. Where's my iPad? Where's my iPad? Give my iPad quickly. You are in a charismatic church. If you want to go to a place where everything is order, if you want to go to a place where everything is fixed, go to the cemetery. No tomb is moving. Every grave is fixed. But if you come to Rose of Sharon, if you come to our church, there will be some dancing. There will be some praises. There will be some joy. Yay! 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 Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. How many of you are still in this service? Are you still in this service? Look at two scriptures, two same scriptures. Psalm 69 and verse 9. Psalm 69 verse 9. It said, for the zeal of thine house, the zeal of thine house has eaten me up. My God, the zeal of thine house has done what? May the zeal of the house of the Lord eat you up. May it eat you up. May it consume you. May it consume you. Come on, shout amen. For the zeal of thine house has consumed me, has eaten me up. When I wake up, I want to go to church. I want to hear my pastor preach. I want to go and do the work of the Lord. I want to serve the Lord. The zeal of thine house, the zeal of thine house has eaten me up. How can I sit down and wait for a phone call before I come to church? A phone call before I come to church. A bus before I come to church. A WhatsApp before I come to church. The zeal of the house has not consumed you. It has not consumed you. Some of you used to chase girls. Some of you guys used to chase girls. You live at Teshi. You can follow a girl at Kolegono. You take three trucks to go to Kolegono. Now that you are born again, may the zeal of your father's house consume you. Come on, shout yeah! Shout yeah! The zeal of thine house. The zeal of thine house. The zeal of the house of God has eaten me up. Has eaten me up. That is why I can't sit still when I come to church. I cannot sit down. I want to sweep the floor. I want to dust the church. I want to work for God. I want to do something for God. Come on, shout hallelujah. The zeal. The zeal. Listen to me. Up to today, nobody can beat me in coming to church on Sunday morning. You can ask these guys, Bible students who are with me. Sometimes by the time I arrive in church, they are sleeping. I can't sleep Saturday night. I want to go to church. I want to go to church. Are you still here? Are you still here? Sometimes 5 a.m. I'm in church. Sometimes 4 a.m. I'm in church. Late, if I'm late, cross 6 o'clock, I'm in church. The zeal of thy house. The zeal of thy house. The zeal of thy house. Some of you, when the weather changes small, am I speaking the truth? Am I speaking the truth? Some of you, when it's drizzling, drizzling small, you cover your head with a blanket. You say, today, pastor has suffered. Today, pastor is not lucky. What a shock. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? When you look outside and the weather is a little cloudy, he said, today there is no good for bishop at all. Bishop, why you want your lucky cry? But you can run through the rain and chase a girl. May the zeal of the house consume you. I say, may the zeal of the house consume you. Short amen. Look at John chapter 2 and verse 17. I'm preaching. I'm ending now, I tell you. John chapter 2. John chapter 2, verse 17. And his disciples said, listen to it all. Listen. This was when Jesus went to the temple and he saw people selling. And he took a cane and beat them. He took his bread, he whipped them. They were misbehaving in the church and he whipped them. And the disciples were looking, hey, Jesus can be wild, oh. Jesus is like Jehu, wild. He took his belt, began to beat the people with gray beard. They were selling turtle doves. They were taking lotto, my bets, all these type of things. That's what they were doing. They were doing cha-cha. And Jehu took his belt and whipped them. Whipped them. And the Bible says, look at it, beautiful. And the disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thy house has eaten me. Give the Lord a shout. When your father looks at you, the way you like going to church, when your mother looks at you, the way you love going for witnessing, when they look at the way you like going for a prayer meeting, when you come to church, you say, Bishop, can I join the ashes? Can I clean the church? Can I do something? And we will remember that it is written. It is written. If you say, I want to join the choir, I want to sing, I want to do something for God, we will remember that it is written, the zeal of thy has eaten me up. Are you there? Am I talking to anybody here? Am I talking to anybody here? Ladies, am I talking to you? Are you hearing me tonight? May the zeal of the house eat you up. May the zeal of the house eat you up. Come on, shout amen. What a way. And the disciples remembered. May your family members remember. May your friends remember. May your siblings remember. May your classmates remember. May your parents remember. May your children remember. Come and shout, yeah! And disciples remembered that it was written. It was written. May this scripture apply to you. I said, may this scripture apply to you. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
When I was a little boy, after I gave my life to Christ, at the age 13, 14, 15, 16, I used to wake up every morning, Sunday morning. A friend of mine would come and wake me up. So at 4 o'clock, 4:30, Sunday morning, we would go to Winneba Methodist Church. When we go, the chapel keeper, that's what they used to call them those days, the vicar. He said, hey, young boys, you have come. And you give us the keys. He opened the church for us. And we would dust all the pews. We would clean them. We would wipe the floors. We would go up the pulpit. Nobody knew us. Nobody was paying us a dime. Nobody gave us money for transport. We would wake up and go. Sunday morning, we would go to church. And we would go. We would clean the place. We would clean the place. Sometimes, as at the age of 15, 16, as I'm cleaning the pulpit, I will kneel and say, Lord, may you use me one day to preach your word. May I be a preacher of your word. May I do your work one day. I even didn't know what I was saying. But you see, the zeal of the house had eaten me up. Where are the young men of today? We only come to church and dance, but nobody works for God. Where are the young women of today who come and say, Bishop, what can I do for the church? What can I, how can I pay? I want to do something. Some of you even don't pay your tithe. You can't pay your ordinary tithe. You're quiet. I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching to you. Are you still there? People play instruments and they want to be paid for playing instruments. And it was remembered. The disciples remembered. My mother often remembers. She said, my son, when I say I remember, may your service of God remind somebody of this word. The zeal. There must be nobody here who will sleep in your house on Sunday morning. No! Some ladies, Saturday night, you're in your boyfriend's room. I'm preaching. Am I preaching? You're married. Where's your wife? Are you old or you're young? You're young. Yeah, you married to rapper, get to follow you. What a shock. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? The zeal of thy house. The zeal. Some of you will be called church property. So for your friends to call you, you behave as if the church belongs to you. Yes, it belongs to me. Because the zeal of your house has consumed me. It belongs to me. It belongs to me. I'm telling you. Nobody will be able to say any nasty thing about your pastor and go free of charge. I say, and go free of charge. One day I met a brother who wanted to fight. Because someone was speaking about the bishop. Said, I'll fight. Say, hey, why are you fighting? The zeal of the house has eaten me up. If Jesus came, we can fight for Jesus. What a word. What a word. What a word. Ladies, are you in the church? Are there ladies in the church? I said, are there ladies in the church? I pray that you be like people who are eaten up by the zeal. By the zeal. I'm telling you, what is going to make our church grow and keep on growing is young ladies and young men, old men and old ladies who are full of the zeal of the Lord. Because the zeal will perform it. The zeal will perform it. May that zeal eat you up. May that zeal consume you. May that zeal enter into your system. Hallelujah. I have a notebook. Where's my bag? It's my car. I have a notebook I carry. Sometimes I'll be driving. I remember a name. I stop because I'm not fast at typing. I'll stop and write. No, I've been seeing this person 3 weeks. I write the name down. Sometimes I sleep. I wake up. I remember and I write the name. Because I am thinking about the people in the church. The zeal of the house has eaten me up. I can't handle people. I cannot handle people who just don't care for others. I can't handle it. I can't understand how you come to church and you not care about others. You not look for your brother, your sister who has not been around for 3 weeks. You just come and enjoy and go home. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. We call ourselves mega church. When can we become mega? If you don't care for the lost, if you don't care for the fallen, you don't care for those who are passing away and who are falling away. You don't make call anybody in the church. You call yourself a shepherd. Shame on you. A whole week you go. You don't visit, you don't make any phone call to anybody. You just come and go. Bible says, of the increase of his church, of the increase of his kingdom, my heart grieves when I see people who don't care when others don't come to church. You don't care for them. How can the increase have no end? How can the increase not continue? Continue if you don't care for others. If you don't make phone calls, you don't send WhatsApps to others. Just there. We come and we go. Jesus said, there must be order in the house. Am I talking to anybody here? You call yourself pastors. 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 We are joking. We are joking. Jesus took the case and listen, this must not go on in the church. Some things must not go on in the church. How come you are sleeping when I'm preaching? The zeal of your house. You see, Isaiah said it. He said it after 1,000 years. Somebody said 1,000 years. Look, after 1,000 years, when they saw the way Jesus was concerned about the church, they remembered that 1,000 years ago, Isaiah said, the zeal of thy house has eaten me up. Are you there? May the Holy Ghost quicken you. May the Holy Ghost tear you up. May the Holy Ghost cause the zeal to come alive. Some of you are backsliding. You are backsliding. But tonight, the zeal will stir you up. I said the zeal will stir you up. The zeal will quicken you. Can I have an amen? Come with me and see my zeal. Come. What's your name? Come with me and see how I love the Lord. Come. Come with me. Come with me. When you see the way I'm kneeling and worshiping the Lord, when you see the way I'm dancing and rejoicing, when you see the way I'm preaching, I'm praying, I'm witnessing, come and see my zeal. Come and see my zeal. Come and see it. Come and see it. Come and see it. You didn't come just to find a boy who is chasing girls. You come to find a boy who is loving God, who is working for God. Come with me and see my zeal. And see my zeal. When I met my wife was attracted to me. Not because I had new clothes, because I didn't have any new clothes. My wife was attracted to me. Not because I had new shoes, I didn't have any new shoe. The thing about me that attracted her was my zeal. My zeal. My zeal for the Lord. Come with me. Come with me and see my zeal. Come with me and see my zeal. And see my zeal for the Lord. Come. Come. Come with me. See how much I love him. See how much I care for the sheep. See how much I worship. See. Some of you, when we are worshiping the Lord, you are chewing your gum and you blow it out like a balloon. Woo! And then, come with me. Come with me. And see my zeal. And see my zeal. See my zeal for the Lord. We have talked to too many people who don't have any zeal. Any zeal for the Lord. That is why our churches are not growing. I'm telling you. The reason why we have pastors who have no zeal, they are not consumed by the zeal. They are not consumed by the zeal. Are you there? Paul said, I have a zeal. I have zeal. But for our zeal, I have zeal towards God. Zeal towards God. Acts 23. Paul said, I have zeal towards God. Zeal towards God.
Friends, I'm here to speak to you tonight. As you end the service, some of you are spiritually dull. It hurts me. It hurts me when I see young ladies and young men, 22, 23, 25, you spend your time watching pornography instead of listening to the word of God and being consumed by the zeal of the Lord. Come with me and see my zeal. See my zeal. Come with me. When I say, are you dancers? Are you dancers? Keep on dancing for the Lord. Keep on dancing for the Lord. Come with me. Come with me. And see my zeal. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. What's your name, my lady? Patreon. Come with me. And see my zeal. I said that my wife was attracted to me. She was attracted to me. Not because I came from a wealthy home. My wife was attracted to me. Not because I had nice shoes. Because I didn't have any nice shoes. When I go to university, my clothes, I had only two pairs of trousers, two shirts. And I packed them in an empty milk carton. Because there was no money to buy a suitcase. But somehow, I had zeal for the Lord. I had zeal for the Lord. Listen to me. By the time, thank you, Jesus. By the time I finished 3 years at Legon, my university, the hall I wore, my hall of residence, I had knocked on every single door, talked to everybody in that hall about Christ. I'll tell you. By the time I finished, I'd gone, knocked on the doors. Who are you? I want to talk to you about Jesus. Some accept, some many didn't accept, but some accepted Jesus. I've knocked on every door. I've gone to every room. Come with me and see my zeal. I used to stand outside my hall of residence. It was our time that it started down broadcasting the university. I would stand outside and I'll preach. I'll preach to the students. When I'm preaching, sometimes they throw urine on me. They'll make noise and all that. But I didn't stop. I kept on preaching. Every day I'll clap my hands and I'll preach. Sunday morning, I'll wake up 4:30, stand at my hall and clap my hands and they wake up. I preach every Sunday. They insulted me. They ridiculed. They threw water urine on me. But I didn't stop. I didn't stop. I remember I did it so much that the students all had to accept me. They had to accept me. They were forced to accept me as their pastor. Listen to me. Every Sunday morning, a time came, the same place where they threw urine and water on me. When Sunday morning comes, and I wake up and clap my hands, the student themselves will wake up and said, Osofuabo, everybody wake up. And I'll preach to them 30 minutes. And then we close. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. And see my zeal for the Lord. Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. Come. Come. Come with me. Come with me. Where are the people of zeal in our church today? That's why our churches are not growing. That's why our churches are dying. Because the zeal is not there. The zeal of your father's house has eaten me up. But the zeal is not there anymore. It's not there anymore. We come to church and we spend our time just gossiping and doing useless things. But for me, by the grace of God, I'm glad I met my bishop several years ago, 1983, at University of Ghana. When I met him, he was speaking in tongues on the road. He was going to preach. When I met him, he was not going to chase a girl. He was going to preach. I stuck to him. I said, I'll follow this man. from 1983. This is 2017. Long before the church started, I saw a man full of zeal. And I said, I'm going to follow this man. Come with me and see my zeal. What sort of men are we bringing up, Pastor Bishop? What sort of people are we bringing up? Who don't have any zeal for God? Who don't want to do anything for God? Who just come and go? No care. No care. What sort of people are we bringing up? What sort of children are we bringing up? Who you have to beg to follow our people? Beg them, beg them, beg them. When we say outreach, nobody will come. But when it's party, everybody will come. What sort of people are we bringing up? Are we bringing up? The zeal of your father's house has consumed me. The zeal of your father's house has eaten me up. Disciples, they remembered when they saw the fire. When they saw the fire in Jesus. When they saw the burning desire in Jesus. They said, hey, they remembered. They remembered. Our churches are becoming smaller and smaller because we are not consumed by the zeal anymore. What are we doing? What are we doing? We sing with that meaning. We don't mean what we sing. We don't mean what we sing. We just sing the lyrics. We don't even understand what we sing. We don't. What sort of children are we bringing up? What sort of pastors are we having? What sort of people? What sort of shepherds do we have today? What sort of shepherds do we have? What type of shepherds are these? What type of shepherds are these? What type of people are these? We come to church and we're all looking at our time. I want to go. When you go, just go and watch movies. You can't spend any time in church. What type of children are we bringing up? What type of churches are we building? Beg people to dance. Beg them to praise God. Beg them to join the choir. Beg them to do something. What type of children are we bringing up? Come with me and see my zeal. Many of our churches are backsliding. We are backsliding. The fire is gone. That's the reason for this convention. I pray that God will turn the fire on again. I pray that God will turn the fire on again. Because whether you like it or not, we are another generation must come up. Another generation must come up to take over from us. As we move on, as we serve, may we hand over the baton to a people full of zeal. May we hand over the baton to pastors and bishops and shepherds who are more zealous than us. How come at the age of 55 I'm doing more than some of you 25? How come? What's happened to our churches? What's the future of our churches? Where will our churches be? After 20 years. Bless God for first love and what is happening in first love. Bless God for the bishop and for the vision of first love. Young people who are igniting for the Lord, staying in his presence. Since this first love thing started, so a certain youthfulness is coming to all our churches because we are always affected, be zealously affected, always in a good thing. The thing is affecting us. Everybody is growing young now. We refuse to grow old. We refuse to retire. We refuse to make our churches dull. Come with me. Come with me. Come come with me and see my zeal. For the zeal of your house. Disciples, remember, the zeal of your house has eaten me up. Of the increase of his church. Of the increase of our church. There shall be no end. It must never be that there will be no new people in our churches. It must never be we say, Operation, sit by your soul. And you come to church, carry your handbag, no soul following you. Because we are used to the statement, Operation, sit by your soul. We are used to it. We are used to it. We are used to it. What type of people are we bringing up? What type of people, Pastor Kweku, are we bringing up? What type of people? What type of people? What are our sons and daughters coming up in our churches? Stand to your feet, everybody. Just lift your two hands up high. Then lift up your two hands up high. Everybody lift your two hands up. Everybody in this cathedral, lift your two hands up high. Koraba shakabahatosi. Shikandorobo shikibata. Zon kamandarimo shikibahatosi. Say, Lord, talk to him today. Say, Lord, may your zeal eat me up. Lord, don't joke, don't joke, don't joke, don't joke in front here. Don't, hey, stop stepping on the toes and misbehaving. Everybody lift your hands up to the Lord. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Talk to him. Ask him, may your zeal consume me. The zeal of your house. The zeal of your house. Let it eat me up. Talk to God, everybody. Oh, Kandoro no Shika Mahatos. Zendiribo Kabandiri Mahatakani. Karababa Kabandara no Shika.
Nina no santa bella lusi ricchi di rion toro dolosa meghi fa inna shamama ma oso toro se meghi curugo doni briande le mama yanda sommela la beberia libri andali ma lo sta su ili cusa mi anta mina listi ikri kiki wanta o lo lobo suri bridi di anda babababala ili lo se che me onoro se ma i tanda mila su kibini a testa In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Then join your hands to somebody's hand and lift it up high.
Oh, crown, crown, yeah, oh, right up as
crown,
yeah, oh, yeah, oh,
Receive it wherever you are. At the back to the front, receive it, receive it. Receive it now, receive it now. Receive the Holy Ghost 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 now. 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 Jesus.
Can I have some oil? Jesus. Lift your hand to the Lord. Lift your hand to the Lord.
So